Your Best Marriage, that we love to talk about marriage.
Oh, yeah. At Live Your Best Marriage, we believe that every marriage has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling. And we are coming live from Wichita, Kansas.
Yes, absolutely. And we're super excited because you guys will be able to find this. Well, you can find us on video, of course, and we're also on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, and Overcast. And I am just so, so glad that we have all these different places where you guys can find our podcast. And
because that's where you get your daily marriage motivation.
Absolutely. Well, we do this Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And you can also find us on Twitter. I'm at Whitney Shio.
And I'm at Pesa Shio.
Yes. You can like us on Facebook so that you can get all of the updates.
Which is, we have it on Facebook / Live Your Best Marriage. And you can always go back to where everything started, which is liveyourbestmarriage.com.
Absolutely. So today we just wanted to go over ways that you can avoid an argument or stop an argument before it starts.
Oh yeah, because if we believe that if you can stop it before you start, if you can be preventative, just take care of the business before it starts, you'll have a better day, a better marriage, a better...
Yes.
Yeah.
So we have 6 ways today. And
okay.
The first one is when you feel like things are getting heated, you stop and ask yourself, okay, what's more worth it here? Getting what I want or keeping the peace?
Most of the time it's getting what I want, right?
I think it's always getting what I want.
Yes.
But it's not, that doesn't mean that it's always something major that I need.
So does that mean that if you are always thinking in terms of, oh, I'm going to think in terms of, oh, getting the peace, does that mean I'll never get what I want? Because it just comes out like, I'll always be giving, but I'll never get what I want.
We can do a case by case.
Okay.
Basis. Yeah. So just ask yourself that question, because that is one way that you can prevent the argument from escalating.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just keep in mind, is getting what I want so important that I would rather go ahead and get my way, but not be able to keep the peace? Do I want this ongoing resentment?
Yes. And again, I like that, because on a case by case basis, it's like basically you're just doing it like, hey, she's getting her way, I'm getting my way, but nobody's getting their way all the time, unless you are married to somebody who's so narcissistic and they're always getting their way.
So this would definitely just be part of the give and take.
Yeah.
Which we all know marriage is a lot of give and take.
Take, yeah.
So you won't get your way. So I guess what this one means is, you won't get your way every single time.
Yes. So. But at the same time...
But you'll have peace.
Yes.
So...
And, yeah, you'll prevent...
Whichever one you want.
And again, most of the times, the things that we are really fighting for, and we are so interested in getting our way, looking back, they are really trivial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, which... I'm glad you brought that up, because the second one mm-hmm. is... pause and look at the big picture and just ask yourself, okay, 1 month from now, will I even remember this issue or will it even matter?
And that's a huge one, because 1 month from now, the
Probably.
Truth is I won't even remember.
I won't. I know for sure I won't.
I won't. And
yeah. I'll know that we had a fight, but yeah. I won't really like remember the details or... the specific.
Yes, because some of the times, like, oh yeah. Man, at the moment it's crazy. At the moment
yeah.
it's like, I have to get my way. At the moment it's mm-hmm. like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
Which
but
is...
after a while,
because the really bad thing about not even remembering that you know what it was about is, okay, yeah, I don't know what it was. I don't know the details, but I know that it affected our marriage.
Yes.
I know that the fact that we had a fight
yes.
made an impact.
It was like a negative.
Yeah, I know it did something to the way we relate to one another. So that's really what I would hope to avoid.
Yes.
Because I don't like it when that happens for me. I don't like it when I get like super upset about something and then I don't even remember what it was. But I know that he remembers we had a bad day and it just carries this
negativity.
It's not fun.
And
it's not fun.
And somebody was telling me that this was crazy, but the more I thought about it, I thought maybe he had a point. I don't know if he was like, for you to appreciate the good days, he was like, man, you have to have some bad days. What do you think of that? Because I was talking to him about like how to prevent some arguments. And he's like, you need to have arguments to be able to appreciate the good days. Now, it sounds like he has a point, because in a way he has a point. The reason why you are so excited about the good days is because you know how crazy things can be. Yeah. But what we are trying to do here is not go out there looking for the bad days.
Right.
Yes, we are doing our best to get the quote-unquote good days. And if the bad days happen, because we are humans and things will happen, the bad days will happen, and fine, the bad days happen, but we are out there looking for the great days. Out here trying to stop the arguments. We are out here trying to make sure that we don't have those crazy days.
Yeah, because, okay, what if you're at Disney World?
Okay.
You're having a fun day,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
But then something happens, and there's a disagreement. One person wants this, the other one wants
that.
Okay,
so yeah, so what do you do at that time?
Or if you guys have kids, one parent is tired, wants to go back to the hotel room, but the other parent is like, no, we've spent a ton of money just to be here.
So we
need to go on more rides. We need to go and do more stuff.
Oh, we need to go back to the buffet line.
Then,
what do you do?
So how do you stop that argument before it starts?
Do you give in and you're like, okay, fine, I'm tired, but...
How do you keep that fun day from turning into a bad day?
So what do you do?
So that's what I'm saying. So those are the moments where I know for us, it happens like in an instant. We can be having a really, really great time and then... like, I'll get tired all of a sudden, or something will happen. Like, I'll be inconvenienced. Like, the other day, we were at a water park, and I didn't have enough sunblock. And so, my skin gets tortured in the sun.
And I'm asking at that moment, like, why do you really need a lot of sunblock?
Yeah, he's like, let's get back in the pool. Let's go back to the lazy river.
Yeah.
Like, how come you don't want to have fun? But I'm like, okay, yeah, I want to have fun, but I don't want to be fried at the same time.
And I can't get the idea why how somebody can get fried. I don't know why, but.
Yeah. So, but I don't like being baked. Yes. I don't want to get skin cancer. And so that fun experience turned into a miserable experience for me. So these are the things.
For me too.
So yeah, because his expectations were not met.
Yeah.
He wanted to he just thought the whole afternoon was going to be fun, fun, fun.
Yeah.
Like never ending.
Yeah.
So anyway, there are all different scenarios that always come up, and it can happen just like that. You guys are okay, and then one person gets mad and it's like, okay, I really don't want this to escalate, but I know I'm right. I know I need to get what I want to get,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So those are the little moments that we're talking about. And then, of course, we're also talking about, like, those discussions that you guys need to have. So which the third one is hold hands. If there's an important discussion you need to have that you know could be a little bit touchy, like maybe it's a talk that you guys want to have about how to deal with your in-laws or how to deal with your finances or whatever it is, this tip is to hold hands as you have the discussion.
And what if the other person doesn't want to hold hands?
So, well, then you can't have the discussion. And the only reason why we're even saying that is because it's harder to fight with someone when you're holding hands.
Yeah.
Or if you're like, you're like leaning on each other, sitting on the couch, and you're just, you're like leaning up against, you know, and you have like, maybe you're going through your bills or you're going through whatever it is. It's just when you have that close physical contact, it's way, you don't even want to fight.
So it's way better than if you're just looking at each other and you're in each other's face like,
because, yeah, okay, so if you're sitting across from each other at the dining table or at the...
And it's more confrontational.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because didn't you, actually, you told me something about sitting across from someone.
Yes, and I've used this before and actually it works. Like for example, me and Whitney, and we're having a conversation, and I know it's getting crazy. So actually the easiest way to reduce the tension and actually stop an argument from starting, sometimes might be just for me to come and stand next to her, and then we are both facing the situation together. Because if we are looking at each other, at that moment we are looking at each other and we are like going back and forth, most of the time I'll get offended or she'll get offended because we are more confrontational. But if we just come, if I, like the way we are sitting here right now, and then now we are talking, maybe we are looking at the computer screen or we are just like looking at the bills together from the same side, I've noticed that it takes down the just the argument down. Something that before, if we were looking at each other, it was like really tense. If we are both looking at the problem together, the anxiety, the argument goes down.
So picture a football game.
Yes.
The opposing teams are like back in front of each other.
Yes.
But the people on the same team are like all in a row next to each other. And we actually got this from... Pesa had gone to a meeting somewhere, and this guy was just venting all of his frustrations, and it was really, some of the things he was saying were just really offensive to a lot of the people there, but Pesa happened to be sitting directly across from this guy.
Yes.
So for Pesa, it kind of, he felt as though
like
he was like,
attack.
Like he was on the receiving end of this guy's
rant. Yes.
And so then we were like, oh wow, what if a couple is... you know, sitting across from each other, then maybe, I know I sound like a broken record because I'm just... But yeah, you get the point.
No,
like,
I don't.
So just, yeah, so sit...
No, I don't.
...next to each other, hold hands, just those types of things, so that you, there's a physical reminder that you're on the same team.
Yes, especially if, and these things come so handy that you are like, okay, we've been married maybe for 1 year and you are like, we thought this relationship will be like really, really great. And then why do we like yell at each other? Why do we fight every day?
Mm-hmm.
And some of these little tweaks might not seem as a big deal, but if every day there is a fight, and you guys know what I'm talking about. There's some seasons in our lives where it's just like, just drama every day. If you can just play around and just like, just look at the situation from like, okay, let's us face the situation as a couple, not against each other. It's a little trick because you haven't really changed a lot other than your position. You will be surprised how much anxiety it's gonna, like how much argument that will go down.
Yes.
And again, if you're desperate right now and you're like, oh my God, I'm ready to try anything, this is something you can try right now. You can try today. Sit on the same side and face the situation as a couple together, not against each other. And we are not talking like being like, this is like a physical thing. Just go and do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's true. Because...
Yes.
We've been together for 13 years, and we've always been the type of, we both like to minimize things. Like, oh, it's not really a big deal. That doesn't really affect me. But actually now we're finding out that even the littlest thoughts and behaviors, it's like planting seeds in your life.
Yes.
Really, we're finding out that actually there are a lot of things that have power,
mm-hmm.
and it just has the power to influence your behavior. And then once a behavior turns into a habit, it can change the direction of your whole life.
Oh, yeah.
And so, really, and for the longest time, we would always just blow things off, brush it off, like, that's nothing.
Yes.
It's such a little thing. Don't worry about it. But it's true. If you can get into these
small behaviors
over time, it can really make a huge change. So in the trajectory of your marriage.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what we're finding out.
And we even have like a list of like 21 ways to...
Oh, yes. Yeah. After this is over, we will make sure you guys get a link to our free download. We have 21 ways to stop an argument before it starts.
Mm-hmm.
So we will make sure that you have access to that.
Yes.
We're super excited. It's an ebook.
And the good thing is, even if just one works, that means that's like one...
It's less, one less fight.
One less fight. And you guys know, because we know that too, that some of these fights just creep up from nowhere, man. It's like, what? Mm-hmm. There's somebody calls them a crazy cycle. Who's that? Dr.
Eckridge.
Yeah, Dr. Eckridge in his book.
Love and Respect.
Love and Respect. And we'll also put that book in our description. Love and Respect. And mm-hmm. in that book, they talk about like what he calls a crazy cycle.
Yep.
And he talks about like there was a time out of nowhere, this fight about a Christmas sweater.
Mm-hmm.
Came from nowhere, I guess, and before you know it, they were having this full blown out fight. And as couples, we know that there are sometimes out of nowhere, you can be like, wow, where did that come from? But it's like a real, huge, crazy fight.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Which is a good point, because the next one is when you're about to have a disagreement or you're about to have an argument, don't let your spouse go from hero to zero in 60 seconds.
What does that mean?
Don't let them go from being this awesome person to the one who's causing all of your problems so quickly, because that can also happen. It's just remember, okay, we have an issue. We have a problem that we're looking at. My significant other is not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is really hard to do, because especially if there's a major issue that comes up, like one spent a ton of money without saying anything, or one did something, whatever the problem is at your house, then it's easy to view your spouse as like, okay, whoa, why did they do that?
Yes.
They just blew up our life, and oh my gosh, they are the source of my problems.
All of our problems.
So that is something that's an attitude shift that can happen so quickly. Just they go from hero to zero just like that. And we went to a marriage seminar where they said that women are more likely to do that. The wife is more likely to take the husband from hero to zero very quickly.
Okay, so for one more, yeah.
I would just assume guys probably do it too. I don't know.
No, yeah, they don't do it.
We're all human, so I just assumed that it would be possible for a husband to do that as well if the wife makes a mistake or does something that they disagree with.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing. So just keeping them the way they are, just the way that you normally view them, the way that you're normally happy about them, just keep that, hold on to that, and then so that you can have your discussion more objectively.
Okay.
Like, just more like, okay, we're gonna attack this problem.
As a couple.
Yes, I'm not gonna attack him or her.
So basically, from what I'm understanding is, you are basically separating the problem from the people.
Yeah.
And again, I liked your football analogy, where it's us as
mm-hmm.
a team
mm-hmm.
trying to move the ball to the other side of the, like, to the other team. So it's like, we are not the problem, but we are trying to move, we are working together, trying to move the ball to the other side.
Yeah.
Although what we usually do in a couple is we forget that it's us as a team and we are trying to do, achieve something. We basically look at the other person as the problem. It's like, I can't stand them. I can't have them around. Oh, they're...
Yeah.
I can do this without them. I'll make, you know, the usual. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The fifth one is ask for clarification.
Oh, I love that one.
Mm-hmm.
I love that one. I love that one. Because I don't know what you wanted to say about it, but from what I've done, I've used it a lot. And someone might say something that's like, whoa, crazy, crazy, crazy. And it's basically they're about to me, I feel like attacked and they're about to start a fight. Okay, great. The trick what I do is I'm like, so what did you mean by that? It's like, oh, you can just play dumb. You're like, I don't really understand what you say. Can you say that again? Can you help me with that? And you'll notice that they'll have to restate it again. They'll have to say it. Can you restate it again, or just can you say it again? And when they do that, they make it nicer.
Yes.
Because now they feel like they're in that position of helping you understand. So they break it down, and they, with the clarification, they most of the time they take away all these stinging words. So before you know it, now they're on your side trying to help you understand what they meant.
Or even if they just repeat the same thing again, maybe that just gives you a chance to absorb or just process the information. And if it really does come out as stinging, then something as simple as asking, okay, what do you mean by that? That one question can really just keep things cool.
Yes.
Before it.
Before things get crazy.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, when you ask, like, what do you mean by that? If you take the position of, like, you don't understand,
mm-hmm.
like, what do you... Because sometimes you can ask what do you mean by that in a way that you are, like, confrontation. What do you mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
But if you just switch it and just come out, like, I really don't understand. What do you really mean by that? Or, like, help me understand. Most likely, the restatement of that issue will be done in a way that takes out a lot of the sting.
Yep.
So in a way, you actually, you know where you're going to take it. You could have taken it to crazy land, but you don't take it to crazy land because you're like, okay, what did you mean by that? And at the same time, they restate it in a way that takes out the sting. Yes.
Yep.
This you can even use it at your job. At your job, because sometimes an employee or just a coworker or your boss can say something that which is way out there, and you feel like, whoa, did you just say that to me? Because we know there's some things which are just so touchy to specific people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If they restate it, most of the time they will remove the drama out of it. So, because they're trying to make you understand. Yeah. Instead of, like, going for the jugular, like, basically attacking them back, and then now it's like a back and forth. Nobody's going to win, especially in a marriage. Yeah.
Yes. You either win together or you go down together.
Together, yes.
That's really huge. That's actually one of the best pieces of advice I've ever heard. I didn't make it up. I got it from, I've read it in several different places, but that's that one line right there. You either win together or you lose together. That really was like a wake up call for me, because I was just like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yep. We are on the same team.
We are on the same team. And so. we either win together or we lose together. Cool.
Yep. Yeah. So, and then the last one was just attack the problem, not the person, which we kind of already talked about. Instead of viewing the person as, okay, they are a problem or they're just a source of problems.
Like they always screw up. They always do it the wrong way. I can't stand what... Yeah.
Yeah. Just do your best to attack the problem, the issue, mm-hmm. instead of them.
Yes.
So, as a recap, that this episode was 6 ways to avoid an argument. 1, ask yourself, what's more worth it? Getting my way or getting peace?
Is my way or the highway, right? Keeping peace. Yes.
2, stop and look at the big picture. Will this fight even matter? Will I remember it 1 month from now? 3 was hold hands as you have a discussion.
Or just 4, be on the same side looking yes. at it. Yeah, like being on the like same
a,
side.
Like a team, like a football a team. Team or yes. whatever. Kind yeah. of
Don't
team.
Be across from each other when you're having some of these crazy arguments
yes.
or conversations that you know they might lead to an argument.
And don't let your spouse go from hero to zero in 60 seconds. 5,
no.
ask for clarification. And
always
6,
always works, yes.
attack the problem, not the person. And so just really quickly before we finish up, I want to remind you that we do have a free ebook for you. It's 21 ways to stop an argument before it starts, which I'm super excited about that. And we'll make sure that you have access to that link somewhere either
in the description. So in the description yeah. below, you'll find the link to the 21 ways to stop an argument. Also, we had talked about our book, Love and Respect by Dr. Eckridge.
Yeah.
Crazy, like really, really good book. And actually, the funny thing about that book is we read that book. We were having this huge argument, like maybe when was that? Okay, very huge argument. And we read that book, and that's where I got the idea to start the Live Your Best Marriage.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
That
yes, in all the way back in 2014.
Yes, that is when, yes.
He read the book Love and Respect. And
Love
then,
and Respect.
And he's like, you know what? We should really start a blog.
Yes.
And he even came up with the name Live Your Best Marriage. So... Oh, isn't that nice?
That's nice. And so that book, we'll put it on the description somewhere, because it's mm-hmm. like, yeah, it's really, it really opened me up yeah. to how, just to live your best marriage. Yes. Great book. And you know what? One time we'll actually do an episode where we'll actually do that. Love and Respect. We'll do a review of that book.
Yes.
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 And then... don't forget to subscribe in iTunes, Periscope, or SoundCloud, or whatever, or YouTube, where you get this podcast. And until next time, don't forget to live your best marriage, and we will see you later. Bye, and God bless.
Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles? No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, I'm sorry, Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com.